Do you ever feel a subtle shift in energy as the moon's luminous face disappears from the night sky? A cosmic stirring that whispers of new beginnings, fresh potential, and the magic of manifestation? If so, you may be intimately attuned to the powerful yet often overlooked energy of the new moon phase. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone glows like the beautiful moon. I'm your host, Chantel, and in today's illuminating episode, we'll be delving into the captivating world of the new moon. This inky phase marks the start of a new lunar journey, carrying with it a special energy that many believe can be harnessed for renewal, intention setting, and even manifestation. So grab all your cozies and let's chat about the new moon magic. First, let's cover the basics. What exactly is the new moon? In astronomical terms, it's one of 8 monthly lunar phases when the moon's unilluminated side is facing the Earth, making it appear completely dark or black in the night sky. In astrology, the influence of the new moon is considered to be the most potent around the time it occurs, but its effects can be felt for a longer period. The new moon's energy is most intense on the day it occurs. This is the ideal time for setting intentions, starting new projects, and reflecting on new beginnings. The new moon's influence is commonly said to last for about 3 days, and that's the day before, the day of, and the day after the new moon. This 3-day window is a prime time for new moon rituals and practices as the energy is still nice and strong. The new moon sets the tone for the entire lunar cycle, which lasts about 29 and a half days. The intentions and seeds planted during the new moon phase will develop and evolve throughout the lunar month. The new moon can occur at any time of the day or night, depending on where you are on Earth. The exact time of the new moon is determined by the alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun, which can happen at any hour. This means the new moon could occur during daylight hours in some parts of the world and nighttime in others. Astronomical tools and lunar calendars can precisely predict the moment of the new moon, often given in Coordinated Universal Time, or UTC. This specific moment marks when the moon is exactly between the Earth and the Sun. Many cultures and spiritual practices celebrate the new moon at night because, well, traditionally, it's associated with darkness. Nighttime also provides a quiet, reflective atmosphere for rituals and intention setting. In many spiritual and pagan traditions, the new moon holds far deeper significance. It's seen as a time of introspection, new beginnings, and planting the seeds of intention that will blossom over the coming lunar cycle. This energy is often likened to the stillness before the storm, a pause and reset where you can reflect, recharge, and realign your goals before the moon begins to wax and grow fuller once more. So how does this mystical phase impact our mind, our body, and our spirit? Well, many believe the new moon's energy can have profound effects. On a physical level, the new moon marks a low energy phase in the lunar cycle, signaling our bodies to slow down and recharge. You might feel a natural inclination to rest more and engage in gentle activities rather than intense physical exertion. Listening to your body during this time can prevent burnout and promote overall well-being, and don't we all need a lot of that? Many people find the new moon an ideal time to start a detox or even a cleanse. The new moon's energy supports the body's natural ability to release toxins and start anew. This can include dietary changes, hydration, and even detoxifying practices like yoga or sauna sessions. Mentally and emotionally, the absence of visible moonlight encourages introspection and reflection. This is a time when our minds naturally turn inward, allowing us to gain clarity on our thoughts, our emotions, and life goals. It's a period ideal for meditation and journaling, helping to clear mental clutter and focus on what truly matters. With the new moon's energy, our intuition often becomes so much sharper. This heightened intuitive state can help us make more insightful decisions and better understand our subconscious desires and even the fears. It's a great time to trust gut feelings and pay attention to dreams and synchronicities. And spiritually, the new moon is a powerful period for setting intentions and manifesting new beginnings. It's a time when the veil between the physical and spiritual realms is thin, making spiritual practices even more potent. Engaging in rituals, prayer, or other spiritual practices can deepen your connection to the universe and even your higher self. The new moon's fresh energy is perfect for planting seeds of intention. By clearly defining what you want to achieve or bring into your life, you align yourself with the new moon's creative potential. Writing down your intentions and visualizing them as already achieved can set powerful manifestations right into motion. The new moon phase offers a beautiful harmonious balance of reflection, reset, and rejuvenation, impacting the mind, body, and spirit in a synchronistic dance. It's a period of preparation and renewal, setting the stage for the growth and expansion that comes with the waxing moon. So by understanding and aligning with the new moon's energy, we can enhance our mental clarity, our physical health, and spiritual growth, making the most of this beautiful, potent lunar phase. With such powerful potential, it's no wonder the new moon has been celebrated by cultures around the world for centuries. Here are just a few ways to honor and work with this sacred phase. You can set intentions. One of the most powerful ways to celebrate the new moon is by setting clear and specific intentions. Take some quiet time to reflect on your goals and desires for the upcoming lunar cycle. Write them down in a journal or on a piece of paper and place them somewhere you'll see them regularly. Alternatively, you could burn or bury your piece of paper during the new moon to symbolically plant those beautiful seeds. Another way to honor and work with this beautiful phase is to meditate. See, it comes up in almost every single episode. Meditation helps to center your mind and align your energy with the new moon's fresh start. Find a quiet space, light a candle, and focus on your breath. Visualize your intentions and imagine them coming to fruition. You could create a vision board. A vision board is a visual representation of your goals and dreams. So gather your supplies, magazines, photos, or any images that resonate with your intentions. Arrange them on a board or paper and place your board somewhere prominent to remind you of your goals on a daily basis. One of my favorite ways to do this is on my laptop. I create a document, add pictures, words, colors, all the things, and I save it as my wallpaper. That way, I see it every single time I am on my laptop, which is always. Another thing you can do is cleanse your space. The new moon is an excellent time to cleanse your physical space. You could use sage, palo santo, or other cleansing herbs to smudge your home, removing any stagnant or negative energy. When you do this, open the windows to allow the fresh air to flow in and also to carry out all the things that no longer serve you. You could perform a new moon ritual. Create a simple ritual to honor the new moon. This could involve lighting candles, using crystals, reciting affirmations, or performing a small ceremony. Tailor the ritual to what feels right for you and your spiritual practice. You could also take a new moon bath. A cleansing bath can be a wonderful and beautiful way to celebrate the new moon. Add sea salt, essential oils, and even some flower petals or herbs to your water. As you soak, visualize the water washing away any negativity and filling you with renewed energy. You could make moon water. Moon water is water that's been charged under the light of the new moon. To do this, place a bowl or jar of water outside or on a windowsill overnight. In the morning, use the water in your bath, to water your plants, or even in your rituals to infuse them with lunar energy. Another thing you can do is journal. So journaling during the new moon can provide so much clarity and insight. Write about your current feelings, reflect on the past lunar cycle, and outline your intentions for the current new cycle that is beginning. This practice can help you understand your thoughts and your emotions so much better. You can engage in creative activities. The new moon is a time of creation and new beginnings, making it perfect for creative activities. So whether it's painting or writing, crafting, or another artistic endeavor, just allow yourself to express your intentions and dreams through creativity. This is a wonderful time to practice gratitude. So take time to reflect on what you're grateful for. Acknowledging and appreciating the positives in your life can raise your vibration and attract even more of what you desire. Write a gratitude list or just meditate on the things that you are so thankful for. You could charge your crystals, your tarot deck, or other spiritual tools under the new moon's energy. It is a beloved tradition and it allows you to imbue your tools with the potent new moon vibrations. Another thing you could do is take a mindful moon gazing walk. This allows you to attune to the magic of this monthly cosmic event. It is more time for you to be out in nature and just connect with all the beautiful things. My last tip, and my absolute favorite, I think, is create a crystal grid. So I do think this is my favorite. It's definitely my favorite thing to do during a new moon. So when I do this, I like to start by meditating. Then I write my intentions for the new lunar cycle on a piece of paper and I fold it up. Next, I gather all of my crystals and I use their energy and the assistance of my pendulum to create a unique grid that aligns with the intentions I've just set. I place my piece of paper under the center stone, which is usually a pyramid or a large stone. And then I sit with my grid every single day during the moon cycle to allow those intentions to grow. When the moon cycle is done, I burn the piece of paper, I clean and charge my crystals, and I start all over again. I could talk about the moon forever and ever. All of the phases are so beautiful. They each carry their own magic, and I just really love and enjoy the magic of this particular phase, which is the new moon. It is the reminder to stop what you're doing and go within, evaluate things, figure out what you want and need, and work with the moon and the universe to bring those things forth. I don't know, it just leaves me so speechless. What's even better is that you get to go through this time of reflection every 29 and a half days or so. So you have opportunity upon opportunity to create new magic, which is such a beautiful and glorious thing. Honestly, whether you approach the new moon from a spiritual, scientific, or symbolic perspective, there is definitely no denying the power of witnessing that beautiful dark night sky and feeling the energy shift as the new cycle begins. Just embrace the stillness, reflect on your dreams, and allow the new moon's magic to inspire your intentions and realign you with your highest path. That is our episode on the mysteries and magic of the new moon, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediummatters.com. Head over to themediummatters.com to join our absolutely free newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and more. Until next time, keep your heart open, your mind curious, and your spirit connected. Stay magical, my friend.